Welcome to the Marin Executive Series as we talk with the people behind Marin Health that keep your health system moving forward every day. And on this episode, we're going to talk with Linda Lang, Chief Human Resources Officer at Marin Health. I'm Bill Klaproth. Linda, thank you so much for your time. It is great to talk with you and learn more about what you do at Marin Health. So you are the Chief Human Resources Officer there. Tell us about your job. What is it that you exactly do?
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for the question. Yes, I am the Chief HR Officer for Marin Health for the enterprise, which includes the medical center and the network, which is all our physician offices. We have about 1,800 employees for the medical center and about another 300 that work for us through the network. So over 2,000 employees that we serve in terms of providing recruitment, benefits, compensation, strategy for professional development, and also our employee and labor relations. We have 4 unions and 5 union contracts. So we negotiate and administer and interpret those contracts and work with union partners to resolve differences. So it is sort of the potpourri of everything you would expect HR to do, but also being a good strategic partner with my other chief officers in the organization to move the organization forward, developing strategy about our labor, our development, where we want to invest, and just investing in our professional development of our employees and our clinical staff as well. So all of that is part of my job as chief HR officer.
The potpourri of HR, I love how you put that. So you're helping to manage over 2,000 people. That's a lot of people, and I'm sure that was very challenging during the pandemic. So what are some of the biggest changes because of the pandemic? I'm sure remote working is one of them. Tell us about that.
Well, you hit the main one on the head. That was working remotely. We are a person-facing, patient-facing, family-facing, community-facing staff. And we were never set up in the past to really do the work that we do remotely, either for direct care for patients or care for our employees. It was always face-to-face, and we valued that a lot. And we're very traditional in that respect. And, you know, we were sort of a regular 5-day-a-week, 8-to-5 kind of work day, be in the office, ready to answer the phones or set up meetings. And that changed so dramatically last March when we went into quarantine, lockdown. All of our staff that were not required to directly deal with patients were encouraged to stay at home. Of course, that wasn't possible for everyone, but that was an immediate, almost overnight change for many people who had never done that before, who had never worked remotely before. We're not a tech company. We're not a game developer. We're not that kind of business. And so for many folks, this was really a dramatic change. So that was one. But the second part, I think, to your question was we are always concerned about patient safety and employee safety, but this was taken to a new height. How do we keep our employees safe? How do we provide them with all the PPE, the protective personal equipment they needed to keep them safe at work and out and about as they did their jobs and commuted to and from work, and to continue to monitor that? So those were our two priorities that became one brand new, work at home, remote working, and the other was this heightened focus on patient and employee safety.
So as you describe all of this remote working, I would imagine it depends on the person's job, their role, their space, privacy, connectivity. How difficult was it to measure the work product adequately? How did you go about doing that?
Well, you're right. It does depend on the role. It does depend on the job. But I think after we got through some of the bumps and bruises of the technology adjustments that we needed to make for folks that were for the first time working remote, then sort of the proof is in the pudding, right? I mean, for face-to-face patient interactions, those are pretty easy to measure. You know how many encounters you have. You know how many procedures you're doing. You know how many ED visits you have. For other work, like for my team and many others who work sort of in the back office function, so to speak, they're not direct patient care, it is a little bit different, and it depends on really what they're working on. So those measures really are in the product and if people are getting what they need. We hear from our employees if they don't get what they need. So we kind of know when things are working well and are moving smoothly and when they're not. And for instance, I see from my team, I'm in daily communication with all of my HR leaders. I can see their work product and I know what's going on and I know what issues are being dealt with or resolved. I know other leaders in other aspects of the organization have had similar experiences. So we might have had different measures during the pandemic because it wasn't management by walking around. It was management by communication over email, voicemail, and then WebEx and Zoom as well. In some cases, probably more communication and better communication than somebody might have had if they had to go actually physically go to someone's office to check in.
Well, that is all really very interesting. And then moving forward, how does this affect your space planning? Like, who is coming back? Who is not coming back? Tell us about that.
I'm actually taking a tour of some of our offsites on Friday to see where some of our staff are physically located, to see where people are going, where they need to be, if there's any synergies we can play off to allow some people to continue to work part of the time remotely while still accommodating patients who are coming back into doctor's offices and into our facilities. It's a process now again in reverse. How can we allow what many of our staff have come to expect in terms of really great flexibility coming into the office, being able to be here when they need to be, but being able to really work effectively in a remote setting while regaining some of what I think we've lost, which is the face-to-face contact, the ability to have real conversation. And I'll give you an example. I think some meetings, particularly the ones that are primarily one-way communication, we have a safety meeting every day, a safety huddle. It's primarily a report out from a number of staff, nurses, physicians, to let us know if there are any safety issues expected or have happened in the past 24 hours that we need to be alerted to. That meeting works really well remotely because everybody who needs to jump on can be there, can be heard clearly, can be seen on the Zoom video, and it's a 15-minute on and off meeting. Those kinds of meetings work really well. The ones that I think still work better in person are when there's real conversation to be had back and forth, especially when it involves a larger group of people. It's harder to do on Zoom or on WebEx. In that setting, people are often a little hesitant to jump in, or they don't know when they should. They can't read the body language as well. They're not sitting in the room. So that's what we're trying to find now. And as we look at that office space, in my team, for instance, our recruiters, our talent acquisition group, are doing incredibly well working remotely because they are interviewing on WebEx or Zoom. They're usually not seeing anyone in person until they're really ready to come down to an offer. And then they're setting them up with the hiring managers. That team is working really well remotely and probably will continue to do so. We're not preparing to have them come back into office on any regular basis. But for others, for people who do the orientation, help people get set up with uniforms, get their badges, get their pictures taken, those things do require some face-to-face time. And so we're rotating people right now through the summer and my team on a 3-day in, 2-day off schedule to work remote for the most part. And that seems to be working well. And we'll reevaluate that as we get towards the end of the summer and really have to make some decisions come year end about whether we're giving up space permanently or not.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's kind of like a moving target. And you just said you're going to reevaluate as you move through this, as we all move through this together, and make those decisions as you learn more and become more informed on what's working and what's not. So overall, Linda, I wanted to ask you, what is your mission? What are you overall trying to accomplish in the HR department at Marin Health?
It's a cross between the practical and the aspirational. All of the things that I mentioned in terms of getting people in the door, hiring the right people, making sure they're set up for success to work well, they have all the orientation that they need. All of those things are critical. But ultimately, what I want is to make this a place where people, because they spend so much time in their work community, often than they do with their families or their friends, is to make it a place that they want to come where they feel that they're happy every day is a hard measure to hit, but whether they are feeling really fulfilled and engaged in their work and making this a place that they really want to be and practice medicine or support the practice of medicine in whatever role that they have. That's what I strive for, is to make this the place that people want to come to. An employer of choice is a cliche, perhaps, but when you think about how much time we are with our work friends, our work community, you want it to be someplace that people really do want to come to and feel fulfilled. Professional growth is possible for them.
Absolutely. And you get the most out of your employees when they do feel fulfilled and engaged. That is such a worthwhile and worthy goal. So Linda, thank you so much for your time. This has really been interesting and fun learning more about you in the HR department at Marin Health. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
And that is Linda Lang, Chief Human Resources Officer at Marin Health. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Marin Health Executive Series.